It wasn't just the auto industry that shaped the history of Detroit. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the Sol Price School of Public Policy at the University of Southern California, explores how art influenced the Motor City.
In teaching our introductory course on cities and planning, the diversity of topics is daunting. So it is wonderful to have an epitome of what we have learned. In the early 1930s, Edsel Ford commissioned Diego Rivera, the Mexican muralist, to paint, by means of fresco, the walls of an enclosed courtyard of the Detroit Institute of Arts Museum. The work is a paean to nature, industry, civilization, and people. There is an education to be had in studying all four walls of the courtyard. Henry Ford, Edsel's father, had developed the River Rouge manufacturing plant downriver from Detroit, integrated so that it took in raw materials and put out Ford automobiles. It was a city of industry. Featured in portraits were the actual actors, the industrial capitalist Henry Ford, the cultivated and elite Edsel, the managers and engineers, and the supervisors and workers at the furnaces and sewing machines. Rivera also displayed modern industry, aviation, water supply, energy production, and chemicals and pharmaceuticals, as well as nature, from its geological strata that made for resource-rich places, to generativity and childbirth. Those children and their parents were portrayed as of many races, as the notion was then understood. Here is a city, even in the Great Depression, at the nexus of transport and resources, a universe of capital, people, and goods, as well as of eventual labor conflict and war production.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.